wait for that great ending. That was the London Symphony Orchestra with Sergei Ursholte conducting, and the overture to Glinka's Russia and Ludmilla. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM. And keeping in the spirit of overtures, I think it's a great way to start a Sunday morning. We're going to continue with the famous Tchaikovsky 1812 overture. Now, this was written back in 1880 to commemorate Russia's defense of Moscow against Napoleon's advancing Grand Armée at the Battle of Borodino. That was back in 1812. The overture debuted at the Cathedral Christ Savior Church in Moscow on August of the 20th of 1882. Now, it's best known for its climactic volley of cannon fire, ringing chimes, and brass fanfare finale. So do take care. Here's the Boston Symphony Orchestra with Sir Colin Davis conducting.
Thank you.
Well, I told you that there would be cannon fire, ringing chimes, and a big brass fanfare finale. That was the Boston Symphony Orchestra with Sir Colin Davis conducting, and Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture.
U-Town at UBC Summer Festival is taking place Saturday, July 7th. Join in the summer fun and get to know your U-Town at UBC community. The main event takes place at Spencer Field, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Come and enjoy games like bingo and giant Jenga, have your face painted, and take part in a community art project. There will be entertainment throughout the day and a delicious barbecue, plus skating at Thunderbird Arena and a free aquatic play day at the Aquatic Center. For more information, go to planning.ubc.ca/summerfestival. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
And you're listening to Classical Chaos this morning on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it's that time of the morning for a latte or a tea and just a little bit of great chamber music. This comes from a Marquise classic disc. We've got three great Canadian musicians, James Somerville on horn, Rena Sharon on piano, and James Mason on oboe. Here's the Allegro to Reinecke's trio for horn, oboe, and piano. Thank you. The Allegro from Reinecke's Trio for Horn, Oboe, and Piano. We heard Canadian artist James Somerville on horn, Rena Sharon on piano, and James Mason on oboe. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And this next artist came on the scene before his time, a consummate musician with the requisite 1990s headband and beautiful music to boot. We're talking about violinist Nigel Kennedy. Now, he wrote that the Brahms Violin Concerto was one of the greatest forms of the Romantic era and will always be the era from which he gets the most stimulation. He goes on to say as well that 99% of us are blessed with the ability to be in touch with our feelings when we listen to music and discover feelings they never knew they had. Well, it's time to discover some of these feelings on a Sunday morning. Here is Nigel Kennedy with the Adagio from Brahms' Violin Concerto in D. Nigel Kennedy with the second movement from Brahms's Violin Concerto No. 2, and a special shout out there to the great playing of the oboist Davis Theodore as well. They were joined by the members of the London Philharmonic Orchestra with Klaus Tennestedt conducting.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now, the Kronos Quartet has long been known for the explorations in classical fusions, and this next disc does not disappoint. In it, they embrace the works of Philip Glass. From his String Quartet No. 5, this is the middle movement.
Thank you.
The Kronos Quartet with music from Philip Glass. That came from the Quartet No. 5. And you have been listening this Sunday morning to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Stay tuned now for Shuk Shukto, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture with Worku. And I'm going to leave you now with the artistry of a great Canadian trumpeter who abides south of the border but has put out a great disc called Dreaming of the Masters. This is Jens Lindemann.